Well, you want to hear the history of that rock?
Yes.
Well, my grandmother called when she was a girl. She lived in West Cassett, Maine, and her father and his brother had come over here from England, and they went up the Kennebec River in a canoe to look over a site to settle and start a home. And on the trip somewhere, they came to this falls where there was a big pocket in the rocks, and they found this rock, this round rock, in that pocket where it had worn for years and years until it had got nearly round. And they thought it was a curiosity, so they brought it home. Well, that must have been in the late 70s somewhere, because my grandmother was born in 93, and her father had married in the meantime and settled in either the town of Dresden
Wisconsin.
Right. Yes. Well, they brought this rock home, and they used it in the meal barrel to keep the meal from heating. And my grandmother and grandfather moved from Dresden to Exeter and brought the rock with them in the meal barrel. And when I was a little fella, I can remember asking them to let me see that rock in the meal barrel. Well, it's always been in the family, and my brother handed it down to me, my older brother, and I've fixed a base for it, and I was going to write the history of it and put it under the base of the little standard that I made for it.
It's a pretty hefty rock, Uncle Bert. It would it weighs several pounds. I'd say about 6, 7, 8 pounds.
Yes,
easy.
Quite heavy.
It is quite heavy. It looks like
a
shot
put. I don't know whether that could be granite. It's too dark, I seem so, for granite. But it is worn so smooth, it might be granite. Of course, granite varies in color, more or less, when it's finished. You'll see that in the granite gravestones in the cemeteries.
I think while you were mentioning furnishings in your bedroom, I think the high boy